Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, if you were going to record the 100 greatest songs of the 20th century, what songs would you pick?
Well, let's see. Cool It Down, Kathy's Clown, History Lesson Part 2, Range Life, probably Mystery Train, Driver 8. Then I'd say, What's New Pussycat? How much is that doggy in the window? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Tennessee Flat Top Box.
All right, Patrick. What are you drinking tonight? Anything good going on there?
I had the Richmond Lager.
Oh, yeah, the Richmond Lager.
From Hardywood Park. Yeah, which is, I really enjoy this beer. I think it's a really good lager. American style. Hardywood Park is a cool brewery down in Richmond. One of each of our offspring have attended Virginia Commonwealth University.
That's right.
Which I think is a great school. And
great American university.
Yep.
The
very affordable.
Yeah. The I don't go down there very much anymore because I don't go anywhere. Unfortunately. Yeah,
sucks. I miss going to Richmond because I used to go down there a lot and visit MJ, and such a cool town, the capital of our state, and you know, so many interesting places, record stores, bars, restaurants.
I know.
Like
breweries.
Everything. Yeah. Breweries, yeah. Really good ones. Stone has their outlet.
The
iconic Stone Brewery has a place down there.
Yeah, so. If you ever get a chance to travel to Richmond, it's a really good, like, small city, and you're right, it's got a total, like, hipster vibe to the whole place. And
it's great. I mean, you can get a hotel room, down in Richmond for, you know, $70-$80 and have a rooftop bar and see the whole city.
I know. You're right.
Look at the James River.
I've done that.
It's a great place
cool.
to hang out. I know. Yeah,
it's so beautiful. Cool. And I love the restaurants there because a lot of them have, like, sort of modern Southern cuisine.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, really,
totally.
Like, great stuff. Yeah, it's so cool.
Yep.
Great town. I haven't been there much because of things. But I was also thinking how when the day comes somewhere down the future where we can actually record together again, then we'll be able to, like, share beers, you know.
That's right.
Have communal beers together. You, me, and Mike Snyder, we're going to get together and we're going to drink all the beers.
As soon as we all get the jab, we're going to show up on Snyder's doorstep and be like, Mike?
That's right. Okay. All right, let's move on here. The show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
And we are doing February new music listener picks. And the listeners are great. And they turn us on to so many artists and
it's
bands
amazing.
And songs we were unaware of. And today we are going to feature one listener, and he has been a pretty regular caller lately. So let's get to that.
Hello, Jim, Patrick, the Rocking the Suburbs family. This is Scott Eisen from South KC. I'm going to echo Park Jimmy that this 3 minutes before I get cut off, I guess I'm going to have to start doing the voice memo thing. Anyway, this has been a rough month. I spent the month fighting debilitating headaches, and the painkillers that they were giving me left me unable to think straight. It's been a rough month, and I ended up the month being forced to take medical disability and medical retirement. Anyway, here I go. This was a really good month for music, and it didn't help when at the end of the month, Craig Finn and Julian Baker and Nick Cave all dropped albums at the end, and Nick Cave may end up being my favorite album of the year. Plus, we have the Hold Steady. I didn't do any of them. I'll start with Matt D. Matt D was originally Matt D in the Profane Saints. He's out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You could call him Bar Band or maybe Southern Rock. But he's a bar band out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Plays hard rocking, gravelly voice. You could say they're like AC/DC and that you could plug him in and one song sort of sounds like all of them. He has a single called Queen of the Dead. Very good. Hard rocking. Next, he'll go with Gritty Dirt Band. Did a cover of Bob Dylan's The Times They Are the Changin' with Roseanne Cash, Steve Earle, Jason Isbell, and The War and Treaty. Now, this song is beautiful. If you tune in about 1:13 through about 2:13, that's where you get Roseanne Cash blending into the harmonies of Tanya Blunt, and the voices are ethereal. It's a very, very beautiful cover. Next, I'll go to Valentine's Day by Paul Field and Casey Musgrove. Oh, not Casey Musgrove, I'm sorry, Casey Chambers. I've been a fan of Casey Chambers for years, and that's how I discovered this. I've been following her. She had some success in the United States years ago as a crossover country artist from Australia. Yes, a country artist from Australia. Makes sense. This is before we had the people like, I can't even think of his name, that Aussie that married the American woman, country artist. Anyway, she had some success maybe 20 years ago. Well, she just did a single. It was actually Paul Field's single called Valentine's Day, and he had Casey Chambers sing with him. Very beautiful song. And Paul Field's is more famous as part of, he was one of the founders of the band The Wiggles. He was the managing director of the song. He's got an album coming out in a few months. Very beautiful song. They do a wonderful duet. It's worth listening to. Next, I'm going to go back to Black Thought. I brought him up in the fall. He has a single coming out with, let's see, C.S. Armstrong and Angela. I can't read my damn writing. Anyway, it's called Welcome to America. Black Thought is the voice of the Roots. You hear, he's the one that does the singing. Angry, political, very intelligent. You've got to listen to Black Thought. The man he's brilliant. His voice is worth listening to. He hasn't done much single work, but everything he does is worth listening to. And finally, I'm going to go to Peter Stample. He released this February a 100-song 20th century opus. Basically, it's 100 songs, one song for each year of the 20th century. And each song is a cover. And Peter Stample, if you don't know it, he was a member of the Rounders and various other groups in the, throughout the 20th century. He was part of the 1960s New York folk scene with Bob Dylan, Dave Van Ronk. He's as far left as you can get. He's crazy. He's entertaining. He's brilliant. He's in every cause you can think of. He's did the fantastic album called Have Mercy with the Rounders and Michael Hurley. And the song I say to listen to on this is Wannabe, the Spice Girls cover, which is 1996. The entire album is worth listening to. And yes, I listened to all 100 songs multiple times. That probably fried what little mind I have left. Thank you. Love you guys. Love the show. And I got to start doing voice memos. Bye.
Oh, yeah. So the voice memo is because he gets cut off if he does the phone call method. After 3 minutes, you get cut off, and then you have to call back, and they call that's that right. An Echo Park Jimmy.
Yeah.
If you don't know the reference, well, we can't help you. I'm sorry.
No, not at this point.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a lot there. There's some good stuff there, right?
Totally, a lot of stuff. And just want to say, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Yes,
for having health problems and all those who are going through that. I mean, I have an offspring who's going through that too, and it's easy to forget during a pandemic that there are ongoing conditions that people have, and they have to struggle with that as well as deal with the other things. So I'm glad that music is you know, a healing factor, and even in that condition, you're listening to way more records than I am. So that's great. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Get better, Scott. Absolutely. Yeah,
totally, Scott.
Okay. So we're going to start here with Matt D.
Yeah.
And this is Queen of the Dead. All right, there you go. Matt D. out of South Dakota.
Yeah. George Thorogood moved to South Dakota, I guess. Hey, man, anytime you're a rhyme bottle and throttle, you're doing a good job. Yeah, totally.
But it has that sort of, you know, dusty Western kind of sound to it, right? Like you picture yourself like in a going through like saloon doors to hear this kind of music, right?
I mean, you know, we've been talking about this and hoping and dreaming, but what would you give to walk into a bar right now?
That's right,
beer, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Totally.
And this guy's playing on like a little stage in the corner with his band, and you just be like, "Oh my, yeah, this is awesome." Yeah,
they're carrying me out.
Yeah. That's right. A couple of things I just learned here about Matt D. One is that his fans call him the Hemingway of the highway. Wow. I see that here. So there's that. And then he's on an indie label out of Denver called Crazy Poet Records. I think I like that too.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Now, this next one is a cover, and he told us where to come in on this song, so I'm going to try this he said around 1:13.
Drop the needle, Jim, carefully.
Yeah, we'll try.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are changing.
Come, mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand.
Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your own world is properly aging.
Please get out of a new one if you can't lend a hand. For the times, they are changing.
The violin is drawn and the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past.
Got a little Steve Earle there before we faded out. So,
yeah, it was nice. Very nice.
I honestly didn't know the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band were still around, Patrick.
They've been around forever,
right?
They've been around for a long time and been doing traditional songs and kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters. You know, they had a lot of different members and all that, yet still had the same mission. So, when The author of that song came to New York City in the early 60s. He, you know, was lucky enough to show up there and play a few gigs and get kind of a reputation and stay at some people's houses. And he's written about this, and there's, I don't know, a million books about Dylan. But he got fascinated with the Civil War, and he saw parallels between what was happening in the 60s, you know, with then. And you can almost take that analogy, stretch it all the way out to today, right? Like, you know, it's a pretty divided place, and maybe it always has been. And it's important to remember what you believe in. You know, it's yeah. a great song. I mean, it's like one of those things that you'll always remember.
Yeah, no matter totally what agree. Happens. And I think yeah. it's the kind of song that, even though obviously it meant so much at the time it was written and released,
yeah,
it periodically pops up, I think, you know, as an totally. Important song, right? And some years more important than others. And I think we're, you know, we're probably at one of those moments now, right?
Yeah, yeah, totally. And I'll never forget hearing it for the first time. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. So credit to the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band for staying together and still playing something impactful. So I would never have had any idea that that was out there if not for our listeners. So
exactly. So okay, now this next one. Okay, Casey Chambers. We know Casey Chambers. We've met Casey Chambers.
We actually interviewed Casey Chambers once, you and I in person. It
we
was
did
amazing.
On the yeah. old show. We did that, and she was a delight, as
oh
I recall.
My God,
just like
what
a
wonderful
firecracker
woman.
Right, she was
oh my
so
God.
great.
Yeah.
And but Paul Field, I was not familiar with his work, at least by name,
no.
until
no.
Scott mentioned that he was in the Wiggles.
Oh.
So I do know the Wiggles, although I will tell you, I was fortunate enough that my kids were never really into the Wiggles. So
oh, good. Yeah,
that's good. Even though
yeah.
they probably were, it probably was the right time when they were little.
Yeah.
It didn't really take, so we were... I'm fine with that, but
same
but,
here. Yeah, yeah. Never really took hold.
But let's give Paul a chance here with his more serious music. All
Without
right, this is
yeah.
Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day.
And I'm listening to Sticky Fingers.
Oh, I'm feeling familiar.
There's a cake.
The sun is shining
with
bright.
Candles by the door.
All right, that's a nice song.
Yeah, really nice. You know, anytime you're listening to Sticky Fingers is a good day. That was nice.
All right. Good stuff. And good to hear Casey's voice. That's very nice.
Oh, totally. Song. Yeah, very rich and full. Lovely, lovely woman. I mean, you remember, Jim, we were 5 minutes into the interview and I asked her to marry me. And that was a bad move because, number one, I was already married. And two, she didn't like me.
So I don't know if that's true, but, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
She was in from out of town. You know, there's only...
Yeah.
Okay.
I came in a little strong, I yeah. guess. That's what I'm saying.
No, she was great. She's really great.
Yeah.
Check out some of her work. She's awesome.
Totally.
Okay.
The Captain, one of her best albums.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and then let's see here. Now we have Black Thought.
Yep.
Welcome to America.
Father, my pop gave me to suffer. The friends I will follow was crack babies and hustlers. It's still sharp and still in the block. Made me a cutler. My pen is from the future, like Octavia Butler's. My grandmother sutured a flag from bloody cotton. The fruits of her labor, alas, already rotten. My man said, Joe, it's crazy how fast that we've forgotten that we used to pull boxes and plows like we were oxen and cows without an option. And now it's this glorious, victorious story only pitch for me to shut it down. They sold some of us down. The rivers, it's such a broad level of fraud, I get the shivers. It's insidious and it's always been hideous. I had to tread water and run, be amphibious. They do you so dirty for one. Yo, what's cleanliness? It make you wanna let off a gun into the emptiness life.
Reach now, lover, reach now.
Yeah, I'm ill-fated and hated, I'm hella melanated. Blackness is my religion, to that I'm dedicated. I follow the laws of nature by which I'm regulated. The universe, my university, I'm educated. This one is for my very revolutionaries. I should keep it at 100, even though the truth is heavy. Who stand firmly and see that life is a journey, to either God or the gurney. My public defender burned me, so did the district attorney. In a turbulent trial, they told me that time is master. Well, I'm serving it now. Tell my family I'll be making my return in a while. And every symbol of oppression, I'll be burning.
All right, that's some really good stuff.
Beautiful, yeah.
Apparently, that's from the movie Judas and the Black Messiah, which I have not seen yet, but it's on one of the streaming services, I know.
Oh, is it? Really? Yeah. Cool. All right, I'll check it out. I love to watch movies. I just want to repeat my advice from the other day. If you find a bag of money, don't take it.
I don't think it's that kind of movie, but yeah, okay.
Okay. Just want to make sure anyone who's watching a movie.
It's a good PSA.
Yeah, it's obviously frightened me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Great picks here from Scott from Kansas City. And,
so much, man.
You know, hope you're doing better as you hear this, Scott. Good vibes go out to you. Now, the last thing he talked about, we'll do this as the play out because it's a cover. But this is fascinating to me. Peter Stamfell recorded 100 songs.
Yeah. Amazing.
One, I guess, cover song from each year of the 20th century.
Yeah.
That's got to be crazy, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm looking at it on Bandcamp right now. It's amazing. The CD is only $60, so you can get that. And there's $40 for the download. I mean, but for 100 songs, that's great value, folks. And, I'll tell you this, Jim. Peter Stamfell was one of the founding members of the Holy Modal Rounders, one of those bands like the Fugs, and you can probably include the Velvet Underground in this, who were part of an alternative thinking movement in New York City in the '60s, in the mid '60s, and while the Summer of Love was brewing in other parts of the nation, mainly on the West Coast and other parts of liberal thinking America, New York City was always down and dirty, right? And like the Holy Modal Rounders, went back to traditional music like way before anyone. I mean, they were doing covers of Bill Monroe songs.
Oh, really?
And Stanley Brothers and first time I ever heard Fish and Blues, like by Henry Thomas and Blind Willie McTell. They were covering this stuff, in the mid 60s. And I got to tell you, one of the funniest songs I've ever heard in my life, and one of the best songs, and that my family and my kids, I always used to put this on compilation tapes. But folks, you haven't lived unless you've heard the Holy Modal Rounders doing Hot Cold Corn Cold.
Okay.
Let me say that again. The Holy Modal Rounders, which I'm having trouble saying, doing Hot Corn, Cold Corn by Bill Monroe.
Okay.
You've got to hear it, folks. It's on their second album, Holy Modal Rounders 2. So check it out, and I'll stop talking now. But it's really, really good. I mean, everything you want in a raw, American original song about this country is right there.
So this set starts with the track one is a song called I Love You Truly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get all the way to track 100, you end with Yellow.
Ah!
the Coldplay song. But that just tells you, like, I mean, the scope of this, right?
And totally does, yeah.
Another thing,
genius. Genius.
Another thing that stood out to me is somewhere in the mix here is She Drives Me Crazy. There you go.
And also Tub Thumping.
Yeah.
So there it is.
But it's like whatever year she drives. You know, it's funny because I don't know. I'd have to do the math here to figure out what year that was that She Drives Me Crazy came out. It was like 88 maybe or 80.
Yeah.
88 or 80. I don't know. Whatever year it was, that's kind of a signature song for that year. You know what I mean? No, like,
well, in many ways, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you think about if you heard that song, you go right back to those memories.
Yeah, so, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I mean. That's totally. Like a song of its time. You know what I mean?
Completely.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool. This is I wouldn't have to listen.
Brilliant stuff. Brilliant.
I Will Survive is on here. Girls Talk. It's some good stuff. All right, we'll have to check this out. But anyway, the one he chose is Wannabe.
Right.
The Spice Girls. Yeah.
Yep.
So there you go. Okay, we'll leave you with that. Let's see here. Tomorrow, four calls.
Oh.
Not as long as this. they all just pick like one song each, but four calls tomorrow to wrap the week. All right.
Okay.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you want to be my future, forget my past.
If you want to get with me, better make it fast.
I don't go wasting my precious time.
Get your act together, we could be just fine.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want.
I wonder what it would take to drink all the beer at Mike Snyder's place.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I'm up for the
probably
challenge if you are.
Probably a trip to the emergency room.
Yeah, that's right.